The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Christ. Wisconsin hosts Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, well, I liked how we've started the week and looking forward to the opportunity to play Illinois this weekend.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hi, Coach. Since you went through this as a player and as a coach, what does the Illinois series mean to you?
Well, I mean, it means a ton. I mean, it's a conference opponent and West Division opponent, and certainly that's enough, right? And, you know, I've been fortunate to was a player when Coach Smith coached here, and tremendous amount of respect for him as a coach and as a person. But the game's about, you know, our two teams, and that means a lot.
Coach, what is your Friday routine at home? You like to do the same thing every week. Tell me kind of quickly what it entails.
Yeah, our weekly routine, you know, we try to keep it the same. Certainly as the season gets longer, you adjust within that. But it's our routine all week's the same. And Friday we have, not as long a practice, but we'll have a good practice and have meetings just like every day. So it's each day is a little bit different in what you focus on, but Friday's another day to prepare and get ready for the game Saturday.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Terry Hutchins, CNHI Sports.
Coach, I was just curious, with the new redshirt rule, how that has impacted your team and how you are using it as we get to the second half of the season.
Right. Well, I think we're all figuring it out as the season goes on. Certainly, we've played some guys that didn't know if, you know, it used to be where you go into the season, you'd make a determination early, and, you know, it's a freshman and he's going to play in all the games, and we've had a couple where we haven't. And I think it's important that you can't play a player before he's ready, but it's also our job to help them get ready. And so I think when it's all said and done this year, we'll probably have some kids that, you know, we took advantage of the rule and they played four games or maybe one or two less, but they played and still maintained the redshirt year. So I think we're still figuring it out. But I think one thing it does is it, you know, for the players, you know, there's always that opportunity to play and keep working and not just, oh, I'm redshirting this year. And therefore, I think it changes their mindset a little bit, but still trying to really probably figure it out.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Paul. I don't know if you saw, but Nick Bosa. Yay. I don't know if you saw, but Nick Bosa has decided to withdraw from Ohio State as he gets ready for the draft with his injury. I know you've coached a lot of guys that are kind of in that position. Do you think we're going to see more of that when guys have an injury before the year they can enter the draft, that they may just choose to kind of shut it down midway through, even if they're able to return at some point?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so reluctant to comment on because each individual's situation's, I think, so uniquely different. And so, that I think everyone wants what's best for people, and yet I don't know. I'm sure that I would say this, that there's, you know, people are more and more aware of everything, and so it wouldn't surprise me if you saw more of it. But I don't know, and I think it truly is so individually specific.
As coaches, just with that and like the redshirt rule, do you guys as coaches have to kind of become more comfortable just with the fact that players are going to be maybe more in control now just of what they do than maybe it was 5, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, the control part never is something that's I've really kind of thought about or that you want. You really just want to make sure that you're helping each individual, you know, throughout really all the decisions they got to make, you know, that they're getting accurate information and good information and making informed decisions. I was going to say good decisions, but I guess that's all relative to each individual. But so I don't know that I've ever thought of it that way, like we're losing control or something. It's never been about control. For me, it's just that, you know, are you doing everything you can to help them? And but I think, you know, it's certainly there are things that are coming up and regulations and rules or you know, the way you can operate and the choices. It does change, and you just want to make sure guys are fully informed.
Great. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right, Adam.
Your next question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Coach, you got some kids from Illinois on your team. Is this game different for them at all or not?
I don't know. You know, you'd have to ask each player, but they're all big, you know, and these are great opportunities. And I think that, you know, if you've got relationships with a number of the guys on the team, then that is a little bit different than if you didn't have any relationships or certainly when you go on the road and you play in your home state, you might have more people there. But I think each game's huge, you know, for all the players. And then I'm sure there's some circumstances wherever we go that, you know, some games are – there's another tie to it. But I don't know specifically for all of our guys that to be able to speak on their behalf.
And, Coach, is Illinois important to you in terms of recruiting at this point?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Is Illinois an important state to you for recruiting at this
absolutely
point?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, we've been fortunate. We've had a number of really good players from Illinois. And, you know, there's close proximity to our campus, and absolutely it's important.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.